I have to be extremely brief, and our translators have been extremely patient. I wanted to thank Ambassador Carsten Staur of Denmark, not only for Denmark's support, but for his personal support to UNHCR activities and to my own activities as High Commissioner. He has been a permanent pillar in this executive committee supporting our activities. And I have to say that fully sharing his vision and considering solutions to be, I would say, the most important objectives of everything we do, we recognize that there is a difference between the vision and the numbers. But we strongly count on Denmark, that has been a champion in relation to solutions, to help us translate the vision into numbers that match that vision. Je voudrais remercier Monsieur l'Ambassadeur Alexandre Fassel de la Suisse.
Speaking to the Swiss ambassador, with regard to your statement, we entirely agree with the four principles that can enable a response to the challenges facing us. I would in particular pay tribute and underline the Swiss Nansen Initiative with regard to those who are forcibly displaced as a result of climate change, bearing in mind also other push factors. This is currently a gap in the international protection system, and I think this Swiss initiative will be hugely important here.
Annette Gunther, Deputy Director General of Germany, I said that I don't know what we would do without Turkey in relation to refugee protection. I must say we also would not know what to do without Germany in relation to refugee protection, and recent events have clearly demonstrated that. There is much we need to recognize: your support to our activities worldwide, your political initiative, the Berlin Conference, the recent G8 meeting on funding to the refugee situations in the world, but especially the quality and the relevance of your asylum system and your resettlement or humanitarian mission programs. And I fully support your appeal for more European solidarity, a common European vision, and for permanent relocation to be one of the pillars of the European asylum system. Merci bien, Monsieur David Manicom.
Mr. David Manicom, thank you for your very kind words. Allow me also to thank all other speakers.
That Canada has had a very important role in your strategic relationship with UNHCR. It's not only the financial support, it's not only your asylum system and your resettlement programs, it's the fact that you have been extremely active in all the strategic debates about our orientations, about our programs, and about our reforms. And that has had an enormous influence in the way UNHCR has evolved. Even if they are not addressed to me, I fully share your three strategic objectives. Thank you very much.